Hello everyone and welcome to On the Tee with Dr. P, where we talk golf with an academic twist. This time, I have everyone's favorite guest of the show, Dr. P Sr. I'm going to do what professors do best and give her a quiz, so stay tuned and let's see how she does. And if you want to, play along and see how well you do too. Before we get to the quiz, again, let's bring in the person that has a cult following on this particular podcast. This is my mom, Dr. P. Sr.
Well, I'm glad you let me be on one finally. You banned me for so long.
I didn't ban anybody.
Yes, and my cult people wanted me back. So, I just happened to be over here. What's this about? That would be helpful for me.
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
First thing we probably need to do is give an update on your wrist and your game, just to let everybody know where you are. So some people may remember that I mentioned before at some point that mom broke her wrist, and so that wasn't very fun. It was last summer at some point, and didn't play for a few months, but you were back trying to hit when? Started playing again. By the end of the fall.
Yes.
I guess it was.
I did. I went out there with you, though, before that.
Yes, she was there. So the wrist is better.
The wrist is better. And how's my wrist? Tell me where I hit the ball now.
Straight.
Right down the middle. I think it's helped, actually. I think it has helped.
Yes, yes. It's short, but it's straight. You're never in trouble. Never.
Correct.
Never. So she has recovered as well as possible from the injury and wears a brace sometimes. But other than that, you're doing your normal thing.
Well, here's the thing. It's my generation. See, I'm one year older than Dolly Parton. And
that's
I'm
true.
1 year younger than Judy Rankin. And we know what to do.
That's okay? True.
Our generation does, and you just keep going.
That's and both you of you, Judy and you, have the hoodie.
We do. I bought the hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie. I'm going to be talking about that fairly soon.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Judy does have the hoodie, and Mom is hers is on the way. So.
Yes. But I ordered the wrong size because you wouldn't help me. But okay.
Yes, everyone, if you order the LPGA hoodie, please note that it is unisex. So
mine will be big enough
large.
For somebody else.
It'll be big, yes, but that's okay. All right, so your game's going pretty well. This time, our topic has to do with golf lingo. And, you know, we've heard many terms, and a lot of us probably use them. Golfers have their own language, and we know that. I actually use golf as an example when I talk about brand community in my marketing classes, and I always ask if there are any golfers in the room, and usually there are a few hands that go up, and I say to them, so you know what I mean, and I start yelling for the ball to sit. I'll say, sit, sit, and they sort of laugh, and they know what that means. And the rest of the class just gives me a very puzzled look and has no clue what it would mean for a ball to sit or to bite or any of those things. But what it shows is that a community of people can be connected by one main thing. And usually when I'm talking about it in marketing, it has to do with a brand, but it's also other things like golf. So we are certainly in a community of golf. And that just got me thinking more and more about golf lingo and the terms we use and all of that stuff. Are there any terms that you and I tend to use? I know a lot of times we'll say, I've heard us say yips before. You got the yips. But what else?
Well, I guess I'm pretty sure you're not talking about what we hear some people say from the other.
No, we are going to not talk about the things that we hear from the other greens that certain people use that carry, the words carry.
Yes. Well, how about the big baby shot?
The big baby shot?
Yes. You like getting off onto the side and there's a little narrow way you can hit it between two trees and try to get to the green, or you can do the big baby shot.
The safe shot.
No, it's a big baby. And you hit it out into the safe place and da-da-da.
But I don't do that all the time. No, I do take the risk. I do try to hit it between the trees.
Right, I agree. You do.
And sometimes I make it.
You do. In fact, I can't remember a time you did the big baby shot.
It's been a while.
Well, it's mm-hmm. because I tell you it is a big baby and then you won't do it. So I would say goofy golf.
Oh, we do say goofy golf. Yes. Yeah, like number 17's putting green.
Someone, I don't know what they did to that green.
They redid the green on 17 a couple of years ago. It's a par 3. And they turned it into what we call goofy golf, like a putt-putt.
It is. It's a big hump in
it's
the
a
middle
shelf.
Of it.
It's a shelf green, and it just, it's...
Well, and we played some, up in the mountains, there are some
yes.
courses that if you tee off, you might fall off into the ledge.
Right.
Or there might be a bear standing there.
Right,
so,
right.
Goofy golf.
Goofy golf. Know. That's mm-hmm. true. Okay, all right. Any other ones that you can think of?
Yes, there's one that you do. And I've done it too.
Hmm.
Okay, so you sink a really long putt and you throw your hands up there and say, "Where's the crowd?
Did anybody see it?
The crowd?
Did anybody see it?"
And there won't be anybody around us.
No.
No one ever sees those.
Well, you hit them all the time, so it's become fairly common.
Well, but not for you. So
no, I don't hit them as much. No.
Well, I'm sort of not as good as I was. I'm going to blame that on my wrist.
Okay. So you can use the wrist in a couple of ways.
Yes.
You can use it to your benefit that you hit them short and straight, or you push your putts to the left.
Yes, I do push my putts to the left.
I watch her do it.
I just don't
I watch you do it. I know what you do. You're turning your wrist. You're turning your wrist. You're doing...
Well,
I can't tell you.
Somebody
just forget it.
I'm going to get another putter. I'm going to no, see that putter.
You're not
anymore.
Getting another putter. Mm-hmm. It's a good putter. You've had it a long time.
I'm giving it about another month.
No. You're gonna work on it. No. All right. Do you remember? You know, as some of our listeners may remember, that Dr. P. Senior's brother is a really good golfer, and her dad, my grandfather, was an extremely good golfer. Do you remember them saying anything?
Well, I think I've even mentioned this, but the snake corner. Don't hit it in the snake corner. That's because there's copperheads in there.
There are actually snakes.
Other mm-hmm. people might have alligators or mosquitoes,
right,
whatever it
that's
is.
True.
But mm-hmm. you know, they talk about that a lot. And well, you know the term four. If it's you're about
yeah,
to hit
ready
somebody,
to hit somebody. Mm-hmm.
Well,
which I have had to yell before.
They just one time, my brother hit my dad in the head. He was way out front, and he hit it because his fault for he walked way out front.
Who walked out front?
The dad.
Your dad.
And my brother hit him in the head. And he said, "Why didn't you yell four?" And he said, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to hit you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, again, I'm sure a lot of us use terms on the golf course, at least ones that we can say on this podcast all the time. And some I have found to be quite silly or somewhat even useless. But so I decided to go out and look at some of these. And I'm going to have to say a lot of them I did not know. I've heard a couple of them, but I didn't look up the origin for them. So we're taking the academic part of this out. But maybe we can guess. And I also refused to mention anything that was sexist.
Okay.
And so that took out 90% of it. Yes. Now, one fun fact that I did find was that golf was first documented, or when the first mention of the word golf, do you want to guess what year it was? Just take an absolute guess.
Oh, well, I know Elizabeth I played it back in the 1500s, but I don't think they call it golf. So, I don't know, 1800s?
No, you were close on the first one.
Oh.
The first documented mention of golf is on March the 6th, 1457, when King James II banned, quote, ye golf,
ooh,
in an attempt to encourage archery practice, which was being neglected.
I see.
They have pictures of it.
Yes,
of
and
document.
I've seen that, and I've seen everything about that.
I'm sure you have.
Well, I didn't know they called it golf, though, so
it was the word golf, at least. Now, these are... I didn't fully go into every single source. I just found a couple, they were consistent. But I didn't know that. I didn't know 1457 was the first mention.
Me either. So I missed that one, so I'm not happy.
No, this is not the term. These are not the terms.
Oh, this is
that was just a fun fact.
Oh.
Now we're going to the terms.
Oh, okay.
And these are in alphabetical order. I put them in alphabetical order on my list here. Okay, so here's the first one. I've heard this one before.
Okay.
The term is afraid of the dark. What does that mean?
In golf?
Mm-hmm. All these are in golf.
Hey.
Guess.
Guess?
Mm-hmm. Just guess.
Well, you don't want to play at night, I guess.
Yes. Well, that's what I would have thought. It actually means that there's a putted ball when you putt, it refuses to fall in the hole.
Oh, well, that's silly.
See, I knew you'd say that.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I mean. That's why I said a lot of them are silly. And my mother is an extremely literal person. So I'm going to assume that.
Well, if there's a sign up that says workers ahead, there better be workers ahead. Just take the sign down if it's not.
Okay. Here's the next one. This is one of your favorite terms. Okay. Airmail.
Airmail. Why is that my favorite? Oh, because
you
I'm
like
old
it.
And I think there's still airmail.
She said the other day, well, can't we send that airmail?
Well,
and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well,
so, okay.
Airmail is something where you hit it real high and it goes astray, I guess.
That's close, so I'll give you that one. A shot that travels a considerably longer distance than planned.
Okay.
I'll give you a check mark on that one.
Thank you. You know, you don't give quizzes until you let someone study the material.
You get that. This is a pop quiz. All right, here's the next one.
Okay.
You might get this one close. Army golf. Army, A-R-M-Y. Army golf.
Army golf. Mm-hmm. Hmm. You attack the ball?
So that's a pretty good guess. That's not right according to what I have here, but that's a pretty good guess.
Okay.
Do you want to know? It's like a marching rhythm, left, right, left. It means hitting the ball out of bounds to the left, and then to the right, and then to the left, like zigzagging the course.
Oh, like you did the last time.
Like
I
did about two times ago on number, I think it was five or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another one. A barky.
Oh, I bet that's where you hit a tree.
It's where you hit a
tree.
And
I had a hole-in-one one time in a tree.
I do remember that. Yes, mm-hmm. She hit a ball off number two, and it just bounced and went into the tree where there was like a knot out, right?
And that was my hole-in-one.
Yeah, it went straight in the hole. We took a picture of it and everything.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. Okay, another one is buzzard.
Buzzard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those things wait to come down and get you, so I don't know. I'm going to have to say I don't know.
No, you have to guess something.
Oh, a dead ball.
That's a pretty good guess. No, this is a score of 2 over par, which to me is a double bogey, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you that one because I think the answer that I found is more stupid than yours is right. Yours is better.
Is right, yes.
Okay. Here's another one. Cabbage.
Cabbage?
Cabbage like the food.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's cabbage. It doesn't smell very good.
No, unless
you're on the green.
Put butter on it and salt and pepper.
You're
and butter.
You're on the green with cabbage, or you're.
It's close. It is the deep, thick, and inescapable rough.
Well, ours is not green, but yeah, that's
well, not
true.
Yet, but it will be. Okay, here's the next one, the cat box.
That's sand.
That's sand. Yep, I thought you'd probably get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one. You're not going to get this. This is a chicken stick.
That's some kind of a shot you'd make, maybe with a wedge or something.
Why are you saying that?
Because it's a stick and you're afraid, you're chicken, you're afraid of hitting it.
That's what I would have thought, but this one says it's the one bag or club in your bag that you can always rely on. Well, so why would it be chicken?
That's incorrect.
I don't like that one either.
Mm-mm, no.
We're going to count it right because our answer's better.
Right.
I don't get that. Maybe somebody out there would know.
No, they probably know. Yeah.
All right, a coast-to-coast flight.
Well, I guess that you hit it from one side. You're on the one side of the green. You hit it all the way off the other side.
Yes. which happens to us every once in a while.
Yes.
Okay, the dance floor.
That's the green.
The dance floor. Yes, the green.
Yeah.
Celebration of making it to the green or the flatness of the green. All right. Dawn patrol. We do this a lot.
Play early?
Yes, we play early.
Oh, yeah. We do that because we have to come back and work.
Right. That's true. And beat all the mowers and everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one I simply do not understand. So maybe you will understand this one. It's called a dog license.
Good grief.
Right.
A dog license.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's you just play bad, play like a dog. And
that's what I would have figured. This says, if the winning margin in match play is 7-6, the victory or the defeat is called a dog license.
I don't even understand what
Great Britain, until 1987, dog owners bought a license for their pet, which cost 7-6, 37 pence.
That's archaic.
And I don't understand that one.
No one says that.
Yeah, nobody says that. All right. Now, you should know what this one is. This is one of the ones I did know. This is a fried egg.
Oh, I bet that's if the ball plops down in the sand and you see it looks
that
like
is
a
correct.
Fried egg.
Yes. Very good.
How did I know that?
I don't know. I knew that one, too. Okay, a few more. This is you are gardening.
Well, you're hacking around in the rough, I guess.
That's, it's when, according to this, when you have to fix a divot or a repair.
Oh, well, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is called, this one's a hosel rocket.
Well,
I did this. Well, I'll give you a hint. I did this.
Don't give me a hint.
Okay.
This is where you hit it really much further straight and far than you didn't mean to, like a rocket.
Well, think of the word hosel rocket.
I know it's like a hose.
Hosel, the hosel of the club.
Oh. Well, you hit it too hard. No.
No, I did. Okay, I'll give you another chance. I did it on number 18, the last time we played. I had a really long drive. Stood up, and what did
hit
I do?
Sideways.
I shanked it.
Yeah.
Yes, and I very rarely shank it, but I did shank it there.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, it was real maddening. It's the most violent of shanks, where a player hits the golf ball off the hosel.
Okay,
instead of the club face.
Yeah.
And then this says, and it flies off in an unpredictable and disastrous direction.
Which is what happened.
Which is what happened. Mm-hmm. I ended up bogeying.
You were real mad, too, and then you wouldn't do anything.
No, that's
that.
Not true. I just said whatever.
You got mad.
Here's the next one. It's called in the leather.
That's where they say it's a gimme. A putt is a gimme.
That's good. I didn't know that. When a putted ball close enough to the hole to be accepted by the other player, but I did not also know that it was measured by the leather. Of the putter grip.
Right.
Why did you know that one?
Because I never let people do that.
Well,
nothing
that's
is
true.
A gimme. Nothing.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the next one. A frog hair.
Oh, gosh. Is this a, give me a hint.
It has to do with the green.
Oh, well, then that's something in the way. You're trying to putt and something stops it or something.
It's actually another name for the fringe, the closely mowed grass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. One more and then we're done. This one is the victory lap.
Well, that's when you hit a hole in one or something. You hit it really great and you run around like you do.
Nope. The victory lap is a circle the putt makes around the rim of the cup before going in.
Oh, and then falls in.
Yeah.
Victory lap
around.
Somebody called that the flusher. I've heard that called the flusher.
The flusher?
Yeah, like you flush it down the commode, except it rolls around and goes in.
All right, so let's see your score here. I came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of those. So that's pretty good. You got 12 out of 18.
But I get to have a handicap because I'm older and stuff.
Well, you can't. There's some that actually are so stupid that
nobody can get them.
Nobody could get them. But anyway, all right. So we'll wind this up here in just a second. But I think we need to make up, you know, a few terms of our own, if we possibly could. I don't know that we can make them up right this second, but I tried to think of a few things that happen on the golf course where having a term for it would probably be useful. You think so?
I guess.
Okay, so I thought maybe one could be because you consistently miss your putts to the left. I know that's a push or whatever, but maybe we could come up with a better term than that.
How about it's dumb? The dumb putt.
The dumb putt?
The dumb putt.
Okay, that might be a good one, the dumb putt. And another one that she referenced a moment ago, that if I get mad over something, sometimes we pass the Dunkin' Donuts place on the way home, and depending on how mad I am, whether we get to stop or not. So maybe there's a term that we could use about whether we get to have the donuts or not. We have to think about that.
Well, that's when you turn into a 12-year-old.
No.
Yeah. You have a 12-year-old thought, and you just get mad, and that's it. Okay.
Maybe the donuts would make it better.
Yeah, but you
I don't do that very much. Just
you'll
some.
Say days ahead, oh, let's stop and get donuts. And then you get mad, and we don't get
well,
to.
Well, I shanked it on 18. That's the first time I'd done that in I don't know how long.
Well, you're 12 years old then.
All right. I thought about maybe we could come up with a name for your wrist brace.
Oh, that's easy. That's my Wonder Woman brace.
The Wonder Woman bracelet.
There's
okay.
so much metal in there in my wrist that I...
You could block bullets
and everything.
Well, we could block the Hazel rocket,
yes,
according to this.
Yes.
Okay. Or how about, you know, this is something that she and I will do often. As many of you all know, we are professors, and sometimes we have to answer emails immediately. And we have been able to answer student emails between shots before.
We do that.
Mm-hmm.
I call that work till you drop.
Work till you drop.
Yeah. Work till you drop.
Okay. Or how about playing with the mowers? Since we tend to do that, we are on dawn patrol a lot. And the minute that it's good enough for them to mow, here they come.
They're always there.
They're always there. We need to think about that.
Well, or, it's annoying.
It is annoying. I know they have to do it. They
but
do.
They stop
we can't
and
help
stare
them.
At us.
They do stop and stare. We get a gallery.
Yes, and I just picked the ball up. Remember that time that guy had me wanted me to pick up something for him?
Oh, yeah, the guy dropped a towel or something and asked you to pick it up.
I didn't care, but I was trying to hit the ball.
Well, are there any other ones like playing in East Tennessee? I guess that would be goofy golf.
That's goofy golf.
Mountain goofy golf.
And beautiful, though.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
With all the seasons. And
yes.
And you're getting ready to be mad because it's going to get hot. And
yeah, I don't love hot
but
weather,
I do because all my old bones move really a lot.
Right, better. But I do not like hot. So I will become a big baby and I need a fan for the cart and I can go stand in front of it and the umbrella and the whole bit. Yeah.
Got it.
And if you can think of any other ones, that's it. But anyway.
I have one.
Oh, okay.
That I wanted to say something about. I don't know if it's a term, but woods. When you play with woods, they aren't wood. They're metal.
Well, they were woods a long time ago.
Not a lot. I played with wood. You asked Judy Rankin if she didn't play with some things that are actually woods.
Yeah, you still have them.
I do still have them.
I've seen them in the basement.
I think it was the late 80s or something before they became metal. So you do not have any woods in your bike.
No, I do not have woods. I guess I need to call it a 5-metal.
Right. That's correct. I just want to get that straight.
Okay. Are there any other, before we wrap this up, any other pieces of advice, comments, suggestions, anything you'd like to say?
Just lose the 12-year-old thing. And
I don't do it that much.
No.
It's pretty rare.
I sure
I've
do.
Given up being mad. There's no point.
No, you haven't. And I like donuts, so quit it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming back and giving us your advice and doing fairly well on the quiz. So.
I mean, superior with no study.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Very good. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this time. Of course, email me whenever you'd like at onthetwithdrp@gmail.com. And as always, check out talkinggolf.com for a plethora of golf podcasts you are sure to enjoy. And next time you're in the cat box or you hit a worm burner, maybe you can laugh your way out of the situation. make up your own new term. That would be really fun, and use it the next time you play with someone and see if they can figure out what you mean. Have fun, hit them straight, and remember, always go for the flag.